Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Elish Chanina ben Rav Aaron Avram, Lili Nishmaso, and Lili Nishmas Maris Esther Masrib Shmuel, and Ephraim ben Shmuel. In the Mishnah in Machshirin, Beis Gimel, says in the middle of the Mishnah that if you have Barzil Tameh, Shabalo, and Barzil Tar, that you mix it with Barzil Tar, with pure Barzil, pure iron, if the Rov, and you made a Kli out of the two together, part of it is made out of Barzil Tameh and part out of Barzil Tar. So if it's Rov Minat Tameh, if most of it comes from the Barzil Tameh, it's Tameh. Most of it comes from the Barzil Tar, it's Tar. And if it's Mechzel Amecha, if it's 50-50, Mechzel Amecha, if it's 50-50, it's Tameh. So, explains our Gaon Rabbi Yoman Saratskin, that we're discussing Din Rov over here, it's not Al Bittel, it's not that the Tar is Mevatel the Tameh to make it into a Tar Kli, or vice versa. In the Mishnah Achrona, he asks that L'chora, it's a Dabar Shesh L'Matirin. So since it's a Dabar Shesh L'Matirin, how do you possibly say that it's batal, that the Torah is batal, it's Dabar Shesh L'Matirin, you could just be toivel it. So it must be that it's not midin bittal, rather it's a din mesuyim bekelim, that you go after the rov of the kli. Tosefta Kalim, it says that Kiton she'asel minatome v'shulav minatar, minatar v'shulav minatome, tome akol holech achar makabel. That if you have a jug, which you made it from something tome, but the bottom is from something tahor, so it's tahor. But if the bottom is from something tome, it's tome. Because everything goes after the makabel. What goes after the receptacle, which is at the bottom. If you have a kira, an oven, shesam and a chelma, v'shulam and a glolim, tahoira, right? Chelma is thick lime, which can be tameh, and glolim, clay glolim, is not makabel tuma. So since the shulayim, the bottom, is made from this glolim, this feces, so it's tahoira. Some in a glolim, a shulam, and a chelma. We don't make a kelim like this anymore. What you're buying in your local department store, you don't have to worry about it. Some in a glolim, a shulam, and a chelma. But if you made it from glolim, and the bottom is from the chelma, then hakol lechachar shulayim. So then it's going to be tameh because it goes after the bottom. Divrei Nasan. So we see that even if each min is bifnei atzmo, and there's no taras bittel because each part is by itself, nevertheless, the chalos shem kli is toloy in chal for a completely different reason. By the what's the primary part of this kli? The shulayim. So that is shulayim. What is it? So that's the ikar. So memela, it goes after the shulayim. So it would appear that we learn in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah here in Machshirin, that if you make a kli min achelma v'aglalim v'tar from zebezeim, rov min atam etam, rov min atar atar, it's not midin bittel, it's midin halach achar rov. If the rov is midavra makabel tuma, so then it's considered that the rov is what's also the melacha, that's the ikar of the kli. So the nikva shem ha-kli al di rov, like we always pass in halach achar rov, and it's not mitar as bittel. In the Tosefta there it says, if you have Mechtzel, Mechtzel, Tomei, and Rebbe Lezer says that Sarfen Aleim is Shruma, Ve'en Chayiv Man Aleim Al Bias Mikdash. So, Rebbe Lezer says it's Tomei enough that you're Sarif Shruma, if it's 50-50, 50 Tomei, 50 Tar, but you're not Chayiv An Bias Mikdash. It's not that Metame you that you're Chayiv An Bias Mikdash. And we see from here that there's a machlokus between the Tanakam, Rebbe Lazar, if it's mechtzal mechtz, if you're chayv and bias mikdash, the Tanakam holds you're not. You are, and Rebbe Lazar holds that you're not. For nechlu b'zev uchol safek tuma, the dino kivadeim chayavin aleim al bias mikdash olo, there's already a machlokus whether all safek tuma, where the din is vadai, we know safek tuma, b'rishus hayachid, the dino is kivadai, if you're chayav, al bias mikdash, or not, is it that matama you, that a person's chayav and Bias Mikdash and coming into the Mikdash Tameh. Now that we learn in the Braisa Shesar from Lamas at Shruma, because we pask in that Safik Tumah Bereshus HaYachid, it's Tameh Vaday. But this we have to understand, because L'chora, the Safik that's in front of us, is if the Kli itself is Roy L'Kabal Tumah. That if the Kli is Tameh, so it's Metameh all the Taras. And if the Kli is Tar, in other words, it doesn't have a Taras Kli that was made from a, because it was made from a min, she'en makabel tumah, and it's not roi lekabel tumah, then the taras didn't become tameh. And in such a case, this suffix is not included in the din of suffix tumah. Because here we have a din on the etzem kli. Is it roi lekabel tumah or not? But that's not the normal din of suffix tumah. We see in Tos Harosh in Chulin Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph that Lekulei Alma Chagav Nishadanim Al Ochlim Huchshu LeKabel Tuma Eino B'Chal Safik Tuma Dedino Kevada. That everybody holds that if we're discussing food, if they are Muchshu LeKabel Tuma or not, that we have a Safik if Al Pidin they're Muchshu LeKabel Tuma, that's not included in the din of Safik Tuma. That's din Kevada. So here also, if we're Mesupik, if the Kli is made from a min that's Roy LeKabel Tumah, this isn't included in Safik Tumah. And there's no din kevadai shiyis refuah lavas hatshumas. Where do we see a precedent that if you're mesupik, if a Kli is Roy LeKabel Tumah, we're going to say, Safik Tumah b'rishis yachid is tameh. You don't have any such precedent. So therefore, tzarech iyun, how you can say that a person is yisarev truma based on this because of this kli, if it comes into contact with this kli, because safik tuma, this is not a classical case of safik tuma. Safik tuma is you're not sure if nitzias was it became tame, didn't become tame. But what, if you have a shaila of whether the Kli was mukshar lekabel, it's made from a davar mukshar lekabel tuma, not mukshar lekabel tuma. There, we don't have such a precedent that we say safik tuma versus yachitz tame, and dino kevadai. And moreover, the safik legabe hataras uba metame. And the Ran already writes in his Chedushim at the beginning of Nidan Beis Amar Aleph that if the Suffolk is in the Metameh, not in the Makabel Tumah, it's not included in the din of Suffolk Tumah. Here the Suffolk is in the Kli, in the Metameh, not in the Makabel Tumah. So if the Suffolk is in the Metameh, then it's not Bechal din Suffolk Tumah. Look in the Avi Ezri in Perek Yates, Mehilchos Avos HaTumah. But we will suffice with this. The Mishnah says, "Vayter gistrios, which are latrines, which people used to urinate into. She's srel v'akum metilim lesocham, where a Jew and a goy whose meraglaim is tummy are urinating in." Im rov men atame tame, if it's rov tame tame, if rov men atar tar, and if it's 50-50, then tame. Later on, Perek Vav Mishnah, we see that meraglayim is considered a mashke, whether it's yotze ledaito or shelo ledaito. And if so, we have to say that it says in the Mishnah, if rov men atar is tar, it's not because the meraglayim of the Yisrael didn't become Tameh because of the Meraglaim of Akum. Because we know that the Meraglaim of the Jew has a Teres Mashke, and therefore it should be that it should be Makabel Tumah, it should really be Makabel Tumah from the Meraglaim of the Akum. that we learn in the Mishnah, Rov Min HaTorah Torah, Hainul Inyan Zishin is Batla Din V'Toras Ma'ayonos Shal Meraglaim De'akum Kloimak Da'afal Gav Shin Nitmu HaMeraglaim Shal HaTorah B'Kol Mokum Mahani Zish Yesh Kan Rov Meraglaim Din is Batla Din. Abos Hatuma Sha'al L'Toras Ma'ayonos Shal Meraglaim Shall akum. So when it says Rov Min HaTorah Torah, it's because there has been a bittul in the din of Ma'ayanos, and we know that the Meraglayim of the akum has a din of atuma. So yes, it's metame in this case where it's rov meraglaim shel Yisrael. So yes, it's metame the meraglaim of the Yisrael. But the fact that there's rov meraglaim, there's no longer a din of, since it's rov meraglaim shel Yisrael, that was mevatel the din of atuma of the Torah's mayanos on the meraglaim of a goy. And therefore the meraglaim of the goy becomes like other mashkim tumeim, but it doesn't have Torah's mayanos hazav, which is an avatuma. Because Linyan Zeh was misbatel. The Torah's Mayanos HaZav of the Goy was misbatel, Barov Meraglaim of the Jew. So what is it now? It's not Metame. Adam V'Kelim, Kedin Abbas HaTuma. So now the Meraglaim of the Zav is no longer Metame, like an avatuma, and therefore it's not metame adam v'kelim, like the din of avas hatuma. Rather, it's like other mashkim tumeim, that it's metame ochlin mashkim. So therefore, yes, it's metame the meraglaim of the tar, but not like an avatuma. Because it's not considered anymore Mayanos HaZav. That's what was Mizbatel. The Din of Mayanos HaZav was Mizbatel Barov. But the Etzem Mashke, that the Etzem Mashke is Metame, the Etzem Mashke is Metame, but just on the level of regular Mashkim, that it's Metame other Mashkim. But a lower level Tuma. And of course, these Mashkim can't go around now and be Metame other Mikalim. Uvimechza Mechza Tumeim, Vadai, since there's no rov, the din mayanos hasn't been misbatel from the meraglaim of the goy, and since balach yesh bila, since we're talking about liquids where we assume everything is mixed together, so it's metame the whole tarovis b'maga, metame adam v'kelim. So now the whole tarovis, the whole mixture, can go and be metame adam and kelim. Okay, baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we were zochet to learn weiter, very chashev inyanim, and Maseches Machshirin, and we give ourselves a bracha. We should continue. Lomo to the lame, lishmer v'las, l'kaim is called every salmon to rest of Yehava. Amen, be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, and as for all.